This is Life Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tine.
And I'm Bonnie North. Good morning. The atrocities committed by the Nazis in the Second World War, mainly against Jews, but also other groups, are well known today. Or many of them are, anyway. 70 years ago, the war was ending, and the horrific murders of millions in the concentration camps of Europe were coming to light.
But there are other stories of killings, thousands upon thousands of them, that we are still learning about today. That's in part through the efforts of Father Patrick Dubois, a Catholic priest in France, who is working today to investigate and collect evidence from other sites of mass execution during the Holocaust.
Dubois was in Milwaukee recently at the invitation of the Milwaukee Jewish Federation and Marquette University, and he joined us in the studio. Father Dubois, it's an honor to speak with you.
Thank you.
Would you please tell us first how you became involved in this project? I understand it's personal.
Yeah, that's two stories. It's my own story and after the story of my organization. My own story began by my childhood. My grandfather was deported in Ukraine from France and in a camp of Soviet prisoners. And he never spoke about this village called Ravaruska. And I wanted to know what happened there. So when I became priest, I went back to Ravaruska, and I found that, in fact, they shot 18,000 Jews there and that nobody knew where they were. So it began like that, by a quest for the mass grave of these Jews from Ravaruska.
So how did that speak to you as a Catholic and as a priest? Why was it so important to find this?
It spoke to me first as a little son of... Not like as a priest or the, you know, my grandfather was not the grandfather of a priest because he died when I was 17. He was not really on the Catholic side of the family. So it spoke to me first as a quest to know what happened and why my grandfather that I loved so much, why he didn't speak, what he saw, what he did. It was first a family request, not a church request.
Once you became a priest, did the church agree for you to do this work? Was there any kind of resistance?
No. No, you know, in France, I don't know here, but when you follow a project for human values and in relationship with the Jews, you are supported by the church. And as I was already director of the relation for the church with the Jews in France, so it was highly supported by the Cardinal of Paris. Yeah. But to be supported, it doesn't mean it is a church job. You know, we need independence because we need the liberty of scientific research. What we find. If it's good for the church, it's good. If it's not good for the church, it's okay. Never the cardinal will ask me, what did you find? Is it good for the church? Because we know the church failed in many places and also succeeded in other places. So I cannot rebuild the story of the church of Poland and Ukraine and so on.
That is part of the history, unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of people know about the Holocaust. They certainly know that in the concentration camps, many, many millions of people were killed. What they probably don't know about is the groups that you're investigating and the kind of killings that happened this way. Had there been any research in that before you started? Did you have?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, there were researchers. There were German researchers, American researchers. But effectively, in the public opinion, when you say Holocaust, people think Auschwitz. They think train, they think gas chamber, they think deportation. And they don't realize that for the Soviet Jews, it was not the same story. It was a story of shooting village, but by special units called Einsatzgruppen. Altogether, they killed 2.3 million Jews. So it's really one third of the Jews who have been shot one by one by a German killer or by local killer. So it was unknown because it was done in Soviet Union. And after the war, it was a Cold War, I would say it was not politically correct to speak so much about the Jews were Soviet.
Have you had any resistance from the Ukrainian government or from the Russian government or from the Polish government in doing the research that you've been doing and turning up the information that you've turned up?
You know, we go on a very basic level. We interview the farmers who are living near the mass graves, who saw the execution of the Jews, or were requisitioned to dig the mass grave, to carry the Jews, etc. So we are on a very basic level. And I would say, never know, we didn't meet any problem with the authorities. Oppositely, I would say we have good diplomatic relation, even with Russia today. We encourage these researches. We are not a political organization. We're only here for the victim of the fascist.
How much more work do you think there is to do?
I think there's still 1 million Jews to find. We found the mass graves of 1.3 million Jews. We have interviewed 4,000 farmers who were present at the killing sites, and we identify the archives of the crime. So we could settle the evidences of these crimes for 1,700 extermination sites. But I estimate it stays 1 million, and we still have only, I estimate, more 4 years because the witnesses are very old. The farmers were present as children, but now the children are 80 years old. And so we have to run. It's why we accelerate with my organization, Yarad. We go 17 times a year, 17 days each time, 11 person each time. I have 4 team of investigation, in fact. Actually, I have 1 team in Poland. In a few days, a team will go to Russia. Myself, I will go to Serbia in 1 week. We skip the winter because it's too difficult in winter. But during the non-winter season, we make these 17 trips. So we run against time, because sometimes we arrive too late in a village and people tell me, Madame Anna, she saw everything, but she died last week.
That must be incredibly frustrating when that happens.
Yeah, it is, because we came so many kilometers. But globally, until now, we find many, many witnesses, because the killing of the Jews were done in public. And they killed also the gypsies in the same way. So we investigate both for the Jews, both for the gypsies, both the partisans. I wouldn't mean any civilian was assassinated by the German units, because we cannot make any difference. Sometimes also they are in the same mass grave.
I was going to say the Roma were also victims of the Nazi atrocities, too.
Yarad, my organization, we have built a separate branch for the Roma in Brussels, in the capital of Europe. And we participated this week for the vote of European Parliament, who recognized for the first time the genocide of the Roma, and we dedicate a day for the Roma. We found the 70 extermination sites of Roma without a stone. And today the Roma are very segregated in Europe. And we think that until the time we recognize their genocide, they will never get back their dignity. So we are fighting also for the present.
Father, do you find the rise of anti-Semitism and certainly anti-Roma feelings in Europe distressing? I mean, looking at it from this side of the pond, it seems like there's a lot of very negative feeling toward Jews and Roma increasing in Europe rather than decreasing.
So it's very different for the Jews and for the Roma. For the Jews, anti-Semitism actually is physically violent. Many Jews have been attacked. Some Jews have been killed in Europe by shooters. But as says the president of the Jewish community of France, all the shooters were Muslims. So there is really a high rise, I would say, of hate of the Jews in a part of Islamic world in France. So it's sure that the level of insecurity for the Jews is very high. Some Jews decide to leave France to go to Israel or to America. And some of us decide to stand. Even for my organization, we have to change the place. We have to buy a house to be safe, because we are actually in a Muslim place. And that's a very new situation. For the Roma, it's something else. There is a segregation in many, many countries in Europe and in many countries where they have been persecuted during the genocide. So we have to establish the base of their dignity. It's totally two different stories.
Yes. I think the anti-Semitism, the rise of that in France and in other parts of Europe is newer. And the Roma, as you say, have always sort of been on the periphery.
What is new for the Jews is that they are physically attacked. It's not only in the world. The classic anti-Semitism in France is still there, but it doesn't concern all the population. But the physical risk are always coming from Muslims. And we have 1,700 people who are actually fighting with Islamic State. So we are very afraid when they come back what they will do or what they are actually preparing to do. Every synagogue, every school is under protection of army. We never saw that in France in the war.
How does the church feel about that? Is the church trying to mitigate that in any way?
The church has the same problem because, as you heard the news, some radical Muslims are killing the Christian in public now nearly every day, and this last week in Ethiopian Christian, but I would say will be next. So we try also, and myself, I will be in Iraq in a few days to interview also Christian survivors and Yazidi survivors of Islamic State, because today it's burning. It's burning for the Jews, it's burning for the Christian, and I cannot close my eye to the present. If I worked so hard to find the Jews, it was to prevent actual genocide, and actually we are not far to genocide the Yazidi and the Christian in Islamic States. So I will go myself in part of Iraq when I will interview Yazidi, a survivor with a tribe who is totally nearly annihilated by the Islamic State, and also thousands and thousands of Christian refugees who are trying to survive and find a visa to go away. As the ex-president of the Jews in France said, to be Christian actually in Islamic State is like was to be in Jew during Hitler State.
I find that so depressing that we don't seem to make progress somehow. As humans, we seem to constantly find reasons to do this to each other. Do you despair at all?
No, it's a disease. You know, willing to exterminate a part of the world to build a new world is a disease. For me, the genocide is a human disease. It took the German, it took nearly all Europe during 4 or 5 years, and before the war with the rise of anti-Semitism. It's coming back with the rise of anti-Semitism, but it's rising also all the radical Islam who are thinking to save the world in killing so many civilians. It's a disease. We have to name the disease and we have to cure the disease. So for me, the first thing is to wake up the people in letting them know what happens, because everybody wants to sleep well and to forget like it was during Holocaust. I'm sure many people sleep well. Actually, we are killing people in many parts of the planet and we still sleep well. So I want to be part of the people who make a wake-up call. And secondly, to teach new generation to fight. I'm teaching in Georgetown University, and another person of my team is teaching in Sorbonne, another is teaching in Cologne in Germany. And we are trying to train new generation to be the firewall, I would say, against this disease. But it's a disease as contagious as Ebola.
Well, Father, I know you are suffering from the flu, and I don't want to stress your voice anymore, but I do want to thank you so much for stopping by and talking with us about your life's work, and best of luck in Iraq.
Thank you to you, because without the media, you know, nobody will hear the voice of this woman who have been actually raped, these children who are sold to this young man who was shot in public with camera like it was in 42, 43, 44. The media are the key of the firewall for tomorrow. Thank you.
Father Patrick Dubois is a Catholic priest in France and president of Yahad in Unum, a Paris-based organization which works to uncover sites and new evidence of Jewish mass execution during the Holocaust. He's also author of the book, The Holocaust by Bullets, A Priest's Journey to Uncover the Truth Behind the Murder of 1.5 Million Jews. He was in Milwaukee last week to speak at Marquette University.